It's a huge understatement, but Grand Canyon National Park is home to a wide variety of plant species, more than 1,500 in fact. A lot of that is credited to the dramatic elevation change in the canyon. But leaders of the park wanted to do something to help protect more of those plants, so the nonprofit Grand Canyon Association worked with the park to help raise funds to construct a greenhouse on the site. To learn more, I'm joined by Ann Shefflin, the Chief Philanthropy Officer for the Grand Canyon Association. And Ann, how did this come about?
Many people may not know that one of the important resources at Grand Canyon National Park is our vegetation. And we have a special crew of Park Service employees that we affectionately call the Veg Crew, who is out and about in the park. Their goal and mission is to conserve and steward native plant communities and rare species within the park. You may know that the park's 1.2 million acres, so it's a really big job. We've had a nursery and a greenhouse at the park for many years, but it was one of those buildings that was sort of put together with, you know, those white pipe fittings that, you know, any one of us could pick up at Home Depot. And it was one of those large structures that had almost a tarp over it. It had no heating controls, and it was very challenging for the veg crew.
And how was it determined that a new greenhouse was what was needed in the park?
The idea for the new greenhouse was, I guess we could say, to use a pun, germinated when they started to realize that they could probably grow a lot of the native plants right at the park. So prior to that, most of our grasses and many of our cuttings were sent out of state, either to California or to New Mexico, where plants were propagated and then they were trucked back here. So the idea for our new greenhouse really was that we would be able to grow from seeds and cuttings our own native plants for use throughout the park. And so now we have this incredible state-of-the-art building. We have the ability in the new greenhouse to have different climate controls. So as you may know, the canyon is home to 7 life zones, and those range from 2,000 to 7,000 feet in elevation. And we're able to duplicate those climates in our own greenhouse. So we're able to grow a great variety of plants that we can use throughout the park. The new greenhouse has enabled the park to save, we're estimating, somewhere between $60,000 and $70,000 a year because we no longer have to go to neighboring states to grow our plants.
When you're actually taking care of the plants and growing them in California and bringing them out here, were there any complications related to that having a greenhouse now relieves?
Well, I don't know, see, that that's the case, but certainly it isn't exactly, it isn't carbon neutral, and it isn't, the Grand Canyon National Park is a leader in conserving our natural resources, and this was not a very efficient way to grow plants. So we're just delighted that we have the capacity right here at home to grow our own plants. One of the ways that the park works, we do have a number of invasive species at the park. You know, some people who have been running the river may be familiar with our tamarisk, which has really kind of overrun some of the most popular beaches along the river.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way that we deal with that is the veg crews go in and they cut down the tamarisk. But then it's really important to have native plants to reseed those areas because we want to be sure that we offer shade and that we're returning the areas back to the native ecosystems. And so really the greenhouse is where all those plants are grown. So this enables us then to go in to reclaim the beaches and to replant them with native plants.
Ann Shefflin is Chief Philanthropy Officer for the Grand Canyon Association, which raised $350,000 to help build the canyon's new greenhouse.